Welcome to the Floyd Hall Podcast. I am Floyd Hall. Thank you for allowing me to hang out with you at your desk, on your smartphone, on your laptop, in your car, or wherever you might be listening. Thank you for allowing me to just spend a few moments with you and share some thoughts. Always like to talk about pop culture, social media, gadgets, glamour, all of those G-Cafe things. Go to G-Cafe, thegcafe.com actually. You can also visit on Twitter or on Instagram or on Facebook, all at the G-Cafe. If you're listening on some smart device, I mean, these days they get smarter and smarter, but you can definitely listen at on BlackBerry Podcasts. You can listen on iTunes, and you can listen on Stitcher, which is one of my favorite new applications. So do that. Download the show, pass it around, and give some feedback if you want to, especially when it comes to show topics. If there are ideas, if there are things that you think deserve more shine at the G-Cafe. So with that being said, on today's show, we're going to get into a couple of topics. The end of freemium. Is freemium on decline? Most of you are probably aware that for so many new platforms and products, there's the free version and then there's the paid version. So the free version is just like a breadcrumb to sort of get you hooked on the product. And then as you need it or as you realize how great it is, you then say, wow, I really want the full features. And then that's when they hit you over the head and you pay for it. It's probably $10 to $20 a month for the actual premium service that they're charging you for. And as a business owner, you always know what's the most useful and relevant product for you. But what I'm noticing now, especially as so many of these startups are not exactly bringing in the revenue that they thought, or maybe even that their VC funding thought, they're starting to slide more of those basic features into the premium tier. And I even have started to receive emails from a few different platforms that I was involved with that are now saying, hey, starting on this date, this service, and this service will no longer be offered in our basic, i.e. free plan. But since you were grandfathered in, we're not going to start charging you for that. I mean, cool, yay for me. But for all those entrepreneurs out there or for those small businesses, you realize now that even the social media world where folks were trying to sort of give their product away to sort of get more volume, that's not necessarily working. So they're trying to sort of swing that pendulum more on the revenue generating side. I can't really blame them, but it's just something that I've been noticing more and more and more. Now, that brings me to a larger point, though. In this digital age where we're definitely more concerned with operational expenses versus capital expenditures, well, let me explain that better. As we've gotten more productive and the world has gotten more digital and more connected, so many more businesses have evolved. And now they think more about operational budgeting versus capital expenditures. So for your social media, for example, when you purchase a monthly service, so let's say you want to get the upgraded version of a service of like Vimeo or something, it may cost you on the average a few bucks a month. You may get the enterprise version of Hootsuite and, you know, again, another few bucks a month. But still, what it's doing is, in order for you to be productive, it's shifting, or you're having to shift your budgeting from capital expenditures, hardware, buildings, all that kind of stuff, into operational things. Things that help you become more functional and help you compete more on a day-to-day, month-to-month level. So just be aware of that and be aware of the shrinking features in the social media / startup tech world. Speaking of that, I wanted to highlight a social media platform that I mentioned earlier called Tout, T-O-U-T. I'm not sure how many of you are on Tout, but it's the video equivalent of Twitter, where you take 15-second videos of your life, you post them, you share them, you comment, you love them, I think. You know, I think instead of liking, I think you love the comment, and you otherwise allow folks to interact with your brand. Now, Tout, you can sign in using Facebook, you can sign in using Twitter. I'm just not sure if folks are ready for another platform. Now, I know we always say this. Are folks ready for another platform? Were folks ready for Instagram? Were folks ready for Pinterest? Were folks ready for even Tumblr when it came out? So just when you think people aren't ready again, they prove you wrong. So I can't say that it's not going to be successful. I just think that with other social media platforms, they have become more integrated into our lives and to each other. So where I don't have to take extra steps just to play with that platform. Although I will say that WWE has bought in big time to Tout. So if you go to Tout, you see a lot of wrestlers. So if you're doing your thing like Ric Flair in the old school, or Hulk Hogan, or The Rock, or John Cena, 15 seconds to call out your opponent or to just talk trash is probably enough. So I think that's why WWE has hopped on Tout so strongly. At any rate, let's play some music, come right back, and I will entertain you more with thoughts about side boobs. Yes, we're going there. Sit tight, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Floyd Hall Podcast. I am Floyd Hall. Thank you for letting me hang out with you. As always, you can check out this podcast and others on the GCafe's platforms. If you're on iTunes, if you're on Stitcher, if you're on BlackBerry Podcasts, just do a search for the GCafe on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. It's at the GCafe. So definitely connect, give your feedback, show your support, or otherwise just connect with the GCafe. As far as me personally, I'm on Twitter as well at Super Navajo, SuperNavaho. Before the music break, I talked about side boobs, and I talked about it because I didn't know that side boobs were now a thing. Now, you may say side boobs have always been a thing. True, I give you that. I've always been a fan of boobs in general. Side boobs, regular boobs, whatever. But I notice on the net when I'm doing research, I'm doing some things for clients, how certain things become things or memes or just the topic du jour. And Huffington Post actually has a section dedicated to side boobs where it's straight news, celebrity conversation about side boobs. But what this says to me is when you're like the Huffington Post and your model is based off of having lots and lots of free contributors or unpaid contributors, and you're trying to get as many page views as possible, regardless of the quality or depth of the reporting, you will pretty much embrace anything that's popular. I'm not against side boobs, but what I realized is as long as it doesn't turn you off in terms of showing dead bodies or folks getting killed or things that are just too gross, everything is in play for media companies these days. When it's all about page views and it's all about clicks for slideshows, everything is in play. So while the Huffington Post is not exactly on par with your traditional newspapers like the Washington Post or the LA Times or the Wall Street Journal, it's all about page views. And if they have to use side boobs to get page views, it all counts the same. So I guess I'm just trying to give some business rationale to something that's been around for ages. So, you know, if you want to waste 15 to 20 minutes of your day, go to HuffingtonPost.com/news/sideboobs or side boob without the S. I'm not sure. Either one, just check it and you'll waste time and then you realize how silly it is and then go on about your day. As we get close to the finish line of this episode of the Floyd Hall Podcast, I do want to give a shout out to a couple of apps as well as people. I mentioned it before, this platform is on the Stitcher app as well as other platforms, but I love Stitcher. I think it's a great app. I love listening to various commentary from around the world, and Stitcher is great for that. So if you have a smartphone, download the Stitcher app. I mentioned Tout earlier. So there's a Tout app for your smartphones. And I want to also show love to all of the QR code readers out there. So one of my favorite QR codes is iNigma, i-Nigma. So that's just some app love. I also want to give some shout outs. Shout out to iFundy. Shout out to the Section 357 show at Section 357. Shout out to Her Game Life. Shout out to Urban Vines Wine Company. Shout out to Black Tie ATL. Shout out to you, the listener. Shout out to you. Thank you all for checking us out. If you see anything or know anything awesome that's worth sharing, share them with us so that we can share them with our networks and they can propagate into the internet ethos. And we'll do the same. And I think that just about does it. The finish line is in sight. So we have to close out for today. I'm Floyd Hall, and this has been my podcast. Thank you for listening.